弟兄姊妹们平安。早上当我们早上我们一起同在这里擘饼，我们在这里赞美主。
This morning we were having communion and praise the Lord.
我们实在是沉浸在羔羊宝血的洁净跟他的大爱的里面。
We are in the immersed in his cleansing blood and his joy.
有多少的时候，我们就是这样沉浸在这样子的大爱里面。我们深深的觉得，哎呀，时间过去的真是太快了。
Oftentimes we enjoy ourselves in His great love, and the time goes by so fast.
主的爱在我们的里面不住的激励我们。
God's love continues to compel us inside of us.
我们都觉得，我们今天能够得着主的洁净，能够得着他作为我们的生命，我们是何等的有福。
How blessed we are that we get to be cleansed by Him and receive Him as our life.
所以早上当我们在交通主的话之前，让我们再用信心来仰望我们的救主。
Before we share God's words this morning, let's look upon Him once again in faith.
让我们来信心仰望他，我们求主赐给我们一个不一样的聚集。
As we look upon Him in faith, we ask that He will give us a different meeting.
请我们先来读哥罗西书第三章一到四节。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 4.
哥罗西书第三章一到四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 4.
我们一同来读。
Let's read together.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这是在新约圣经里面给我们最宝贵的一段圣经的其中一段。
This is one of the most precious passages in the New Testament.
讲到今天神在基督耶稣里面为我们所成就的。
And this is what God has done for us in Christ Jesus.
也说到今天神在时间的里面，他要坐在我们生命里面的。
And what God is going to do in us in time.
并且给我们一个极其明确的一个永世。
And God has given us a very clear picture of eternity.
并且在永世里面我们所要得的地位与他的荣耀。
And also God shows us our position and glory in eternity.
保罗的话何等的坚定有能力。
Paul's words are very concrete, finite and powerful.
他说弟兄姊妹们我们已经死了。
He says, brothers and sisters, we have died.
这是一句大话。
And this is a great statement.
这也是一句最有福的话。
And the most blessed statement.
但是还没有结束。
But it does not end here.
不仅说到我们已经死了。
Not only he says that we die.
他还说到基督是我们的生命。
But he says Christ is our life.
他现在就是我们的生命。
He is our life now.
将来他用另外一种的形式来向我们显现。
And in the future he will appear to us in a different form.
将来他要用另外一个形式向宇宙万有来显现。
In the future, he will appear to the universe in a different form.
在那个显现的里面，我们也要与他一同显现。
When he appears, we will appear with him.
啊，这个显现有一个特点，在他的荣耀里面，我们与他一同得荣耀。
And one characteristic of this appearance is that we will be glorified with him.
弟兄姊妹们，不要忘记了，我们的被造是为了神的荣耀被创造而有的。
Please do not forget that we were created for his glory.
神的计划永远不会改变的。
And God's purpose will never fail.
当他再一次显现的时候，我们这些神的儿女都要与他一同显现在荣耀里面。
When he appears once again, we will appear as children of God.
要得着在创造我们的时候，他象征我们那一个创造荣耀的美意。
And the purpose, the glorious purpose that he created us will be fulfilled at that time.
但是这个荣耀今天怎么样坐在我们的当中？
But how can this glory be actualized in us?
我们这个被造有灵魂体三方面。
As we were created, we have the body, soul, and the spirit.
基督成为我们的生命，他也要成为我们灵的生命，成为我们魂的生命，也要成为我们身体的生命。
Now that Christ is our life, he will be the life of our spirit, soul, and body.
现在我们来读以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章第十四节到二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 to 21.
我们一同来读。
Let's read together.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。在第十六节比较好的翻译是，借着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
The translation for the New King James Version is very good. It's to strengthen us, the inner man, in the inner man.
十七节比较好的翻译是使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们在爱中生根立基。
And the verse 17 says, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.That you being rooted and grounded in love.
这些圣经里面很清楚让我们看见基督他就是我们灵的生命。
This verse shows us very clearly that Christ is the life of our spirit.
因着基督是我们灵的生命，他可以使我们里面的人刚强起来。
Because Christ is the life of our spirit, therefore our inner man can be strengthened by him.
请我们读腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第五到八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微。存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。第五节比较好的翻译是说到你们当以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
Verse 5 says that this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
这里的心思不是讲到知识的认识。
This mind is not a knowledge.
这里的心思特别讲到一个心思的倾向。
This is a mindset, an attitude.
是讲到一个心思的一个态度。
It's a mindset and an attitude.
最后我们读罗马书第八章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
刚才我们所读的腓立比书就说到基督是我们魂的生命，它使我们能够有基督耶稣的心思。
A passage in Philippians we just read that Christ is the life of our soul so that our mind can be like the mind of Jesus.
罗马书第八章十一节，请我们一起来读。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11。
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。这里比较好的翻译是说到，也必借着住在我们心里的圣灵。使我们必死的身体又复苏过来。
So a better translation would be that through Christ who dwells in us that our mortal bodies can be quickened.
早上我遇到一个弟兄很可爱。
This morning I met a brother who is very lovable.
他说马弟兄今天是你释放信息啊。
He says brother you, so today you're going to give us a message?
我说是今天是我。
Yes.
他说那我今天呢会把你呢拍照的漂亮一点。
And this brother says, today I will take prettier pictures of you.
因为今天呢，我负责了摄影的服饰。
Because today I'm in charge of the video camera.
那我是心里面想，那如果不拍得漂亮一点，那会怎么样呢？
So I was wondering, what if otherwise?
其实我们这外面的那个美丽啊，是已经固定了，已经成型了，不能改变的，对不对？
Actually, there's not much you can do about outward beauty.
但是神今天给我们另外一个生命，不在我们外面的，阿们。
But actually, God has given us a life that is not outward.
神在我们里面给我们一个更美丽的生命。
God has given us an even more beautiful life within.
外面的生命是越来越老旧的。
Because we're getting old outwardly every day.
里面的生命是一天新是一天的。
But yet our inner man is being renewed every day.
弟兄姊妹们，光是为了这个，我们每一天都要起来赞美感谢神啊。
Just for this, we should praise and thank God every single day.
不仅里面的生命是一天新是一天，而且我们里面的生命是一天比一天的要美丽。
Not only that, our inner man is being renewed every day. It's getting prettier and prettier every day.
但是怎么样让这里面的生命一天新是一天，一天比一天更美丽呢？
But how can our inner life be renewed and being beautiful every single day?
除非今天我们认识这位赐给我们生命的神。
We have to know this God who gives us life.
除非今天我们照着他所给我们生命的律生活行事。
And then we have to live under the principle of this life that he has given us.
不然里面的生命没有办法一天新是一天。
Otherwise, our inner man cannot be renewed every day.
你知道仇敌在这个世代里面，他有三个大的作为。
You know, the enemy is doing three works, great works in this generation.
他就是让我们极其的忙碌。
He makes us very, very busy.
忙得不可开交。
Busy to a point.
第二个仇敌的工作，就是叫我们这个人做事做得非常的快。
And the second, The scheme of the enemy is caused us to work very, very fast.
所以这个世代它就是一个忙碌的世代。
So this is a busy generation.
这个世代它讲求快速。
And then we ask about efficiency.
所以快就叫我们的生活的步调什么都变了。
Because the pace is so fast, everything changed.
然后第三仇敌的工作。
The third work of the enemy.
特别是在末世的时候。
Especially in end time.
他要加快，他要加大，他要加深他的作为。
He's gonna make his work faster and deeper.
所以今天这个仇敌的工作，就让我们对于耶稣基督，对所有的人事物，特别对于生命的事，只有一个表面上的认识。
Because of this fast pace of life, we only get to know a little bit about the life, the matters of life in a shallow level.
叫我们不能够深刻的。全面的来认识神，还有神的作为。
We cannot understand God and His works in a deeper and more comprehensive level.
弟兄姊妹们，现在哈，我们的特点叫做 information age.
So this is the age called information age.
那这个世代呢，叫做 information highway.
This is the generation called information highway.
有一大堆，有数不尽。有得不着数不尽的 information 每一天都临到我们的生命。
There's so much information coming to us every single day.
但是我要提出一个点，我盼望我们弟兄姊妹都能够认识到。
I hope that we will all be aware.
我们生活，我们生存，我们不是在处理这一些的 information.
Our life is not designed to process information only.
我们需要有所谓沉淀的一个过程。
We need to have a time to let this information settle.
来认识，来经历神所赐给我们的生命
，so that we can get to know and experience the life that God gives us.
好像我们能够得到那个炼净并且扎实的生命在我们身上。
So that our life can be purified and can be solid.
我常常跟年轻的弟兄姊妹们讲
，I often share with young brothers and sisters.
你们这个 generation 比起任何人类史上的任何一个 generation， 挑战是最大的。
Your generation faced the most challenges compared to all the generations before you.
因为当你们成长，在你们学校里面受教育的时候，你们每一天面对的就是 information.
As you grow up, every day you face a lot of information.
而且学校教导里面的就是如何来处理这些的 information.
And your education system teaches you how to process information you receive.
已经拿去了神在我们生命里面很重要的一个过程，叫做沉淀的过程。
And it has taken away something that's very important and designed by God. It's called settling.
没有能够足够的时间停在神的面前来认识、来思想、来经历神所赐给我们那最美好的生命。
You have no time to pause and to digest what God has given you, this beautiful life.
其实这也不是新鲜的事情。
Actually, this is nothing new.
因为在圣经里面曾经说到，我们得救在乎归回安息。
Because in the Bible, it has long ago said that to rest and to trust is to return and to trust is your salvation.
我们得力在乎平静安稳。
And to rest and the quietness is your strength.
所以今天圣灵在我们人当中工作最重要一个点。
So the most important work of the Holy Spirit today.
弟兄姊妹们注意到哈。 圣灵今天在我们生命里面很重要一个点，就是要引导我们进入那个深刻、真实来经历这些的真实实际。
The most important work of the Holy Spirit today is to lead us into experience deeper and the reality of this truth.
与仇敌的工作刚好相反。
So that is the opposite of the work of the enemy.
圣灵常常教导我们，也引导我们，在他面前要有等候安静的时间。
The Holy Spirit often teaches us and leads us to wait quietly before him.
特别是要加深我们在里面对于耶稣基督生命的认识。
So that our knowledge of Jesus Christ will go deeper.
今天外面的世界变化又快又大。
Today we experience our changes fast and grand.
除非今天在我们里面，圣灵在我们的里面的工作又深又广， 不然我们很难面对这个世界所有外面前的变化。
Unless the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us is deep and broad, otherwise we will not be able to handle and face the changes outwardly.
所以今天圣灵在我们每一位圣徒里面所做的第一件事情，就是叫我们来认识、经历基督是我们的生命。
So the first thing that Holy Spirit is leading us to is to know and experience that Christ is our life.
其实我里面已经有很长一段的时间想跟弟兄姊妹交通这个题目。
Actually, for a while, I've been wanting to share with you this message.
但是每一次我在思想的时候，我就是觉得我没有办法说得清楚。
Every time I meditate about it, I feel that I could not explain it well.
所以在下面40分钟的时间，我很快的用几个重点来跟弟兄姊妹来交通。
So in the following 40 minutes, I'll try to briefly explain to you.
我特别请年轻的孩子们 pay attention.
And I especially ask young brothers and sisters to please pay attention.
因为你们所面临的挑战是更严峻的。
Actually, because you are facing even more serious challenges.
我请求你们在下面40分钟的时间能够等候在神的面前。
I ask that in the following 40 minutes, you will have a waiting heart before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣为我们上十字架，不仅洗净我们的罪，不仅赦免我们，不仅成为我们的救主，不仅成为我们的主。 圣经里面很明确说到一件事情，基督是我们的生命。Jesus
Christ went up to the cross to be crucified, not only that our sins can be forgiven and that he can be our Savior and our Lord, but even more important is that he has become our life.
基督可能是你的救主。Yes,
Christ may be your Savior.
主也可能是你的主。And
he could be your Lord.
但是在生命生活里面认识的里面， 我们可能一点都没有经历基督是我们的生命。
But yet in our subjective life, we might not have experienced Christ is our life.
可是当我们今天要进入圣灵可以带领我们进入深刻的实际的时候，第一件事情，圣灵要开我们的眼睛，让我们认识基督是我们的生命。
Yet as the Holy Spirit is leading us into the deep reality, He is going to open the eyes of our hearts to know that Christ is our life.
保罗讲得非常的清楚。
Paul said it very clearly.
他说我们已经死了。
Says we have died.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
简单的8个字，我重新再说一次。 不再是我，乃是基督。
It's very simple, let me repeat. No longer I, but Christ.
这8个字需要在每一天常常圣灵提醒我们，能够让我们能够与他一同背诵，能够让我们与他一同来宣告，更让我们能够一同与他进入。So
this statement has to be reminded every day by the Holy Spirit so that we will memorize it, we will proclaim it, and we will experience and enter into.
弟兄姊妹们，我们重复一次好不好？
Let's repeat again.
在信心的里面，我们讲这八句话，八个字。
Let's proclaim it in faith. No longer I,
不再是我,
but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这是一个完全的翻转。This
is a complete turnaround.
这是耶稣基督亲自为我们成就完全又大又丰富的翻转。This
is what Jesus Christ has accomplished to us, a complete turnaround.
天可以来到地上，
Heaven came down to earth.
在地可以如同在天。
While on earth we can experience heaven.
都是从这个实际里面开始的。
And this, it all starts with this reality.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
仇敌常常会向我们说一句话。
The enemy often will say something to us.
你还活着，你还活得好好的。
You still live well.
你可以稍微改变好一点。
You can improve yourself to be better.
这是常常仇敌跟我们说的。
And this is the lie of the enemy.
但是圣灵从来没有这样说过。
But the Holy Spirit never said this.
圣灵就是这么说。
And this is what the Holy Spirit said.
你已经死了。
You have died.
基督是你的生命。
Christ is your life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
所以在圣经里面有一句话说到。你的怜悯每一个早晨都是新鲜的。
In the Bible, it says, your faithfulness and mercy are new every single morning.
每一个早上当我们醒过来的时候，
Every morning as we wake up,
神在把这个新的一天赐给我们的时候，
as God has given us another new day,
我们就是在新的恩典、新的怜悯、新的生命里面成长出来的。
We will grow in new grace, new mercy, and new faithfulness.
那到底这样子的生命怎么样成就在我们这个人身上？
How can this life be actualized in us?
主要三个部分。
The three parts.
第一个就是让基督成为我们灵的生命。
First, let Christ be the life of our spirit.
请我们看一下。
Let's look at.
在箴言书十八章十四节。
In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14.
我们一同来读一下好不好？
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14.
人有疾病，心能忍耐，心灵忧伤，谁能承担呢？这里说到人的受造是一个最奇妙的受造。
A man's creation is a wonderful creation.
与所有万物的受造不一样，因为人的受造里面有一个部分是最特别的，弟兄姊妹，那个部分就是我们的灵。
Man's creation differs from all other creations because there's a spirit in a man.
所以我们说人是万物之灵。
Because we have a spirit.
大家可以坐在这里哈。
As we're sitting here.
人可以外面呢你的身体软弱。
Yes, you may be weak physically.
你觉得你的身体再软弱的时候你还是可以再支撑一下。
Maybe you can sustain and then try to last longer.
但是有一个地方生病的时候。
But if there's one part that is sick.
你整个的一点力量都好像卸光了。
And you will feel totally exhausted.
所以作为一个医生最难医的是什么弟兄姊妹们知道吗
what kind of sickness is the hardest to cure?
黄医师。
Dr. Huang.
怎么最难医
What kind of sickness is the hardest to cure? It's a broken spirit.
我记得我小时候看电影的时候因为那时候大部分都是那种古装片嘛我们就有说这个古代的郎中啊就医生有没有把脉
You remember watching the Chinese movies, the old ancient, not even ancient, the Chinese doctors, they will read the pause.
有时候呢那个剧情呢就说到这个两个年轻人相恋但是呢家长反对。
I remember watching movies when I was young,that there will be stories like two young people they were in love with each other
那这个女主角刚好就是富家的女儿
yet their parents are against their relationship and then this girl might be from a rich family
因为不得家长的这个同意呢所以让那个女人就生病了
and then in the movie the story would go like this young girl would get sick because,
然后呢父母亲就
请了
医生来替她把脉
So then, her parents will ask a doctor to come to their house to read, to feel the pulse.
你们有没有看过这样子的电视或者电影
Have you seen such Chinese movie or soap opera?
有的话你们点个头好不好我看看
Please nod your head if you have seen such Chinese movie.
那你觉得那医生把完脉之后他讲什么
And do you remember what the doctor would say after reading the pulse?
他对如果他读过圣经的话他一定用这一句话
I'm sure if the doctor has read the Bible, he will use this verse.
他就会说人有疾病怎么样心能忍耐心灵忧伤谁能承担当然他不会这么讲嘛
The spirit of a man will sustain his
sickness. 他一把完脉之后呢他就说
a broken spirit.
他就跟那个很着急的这个家长就说他没事
And so usually in the movie, you will see that after the doctor reads the pulse, And then he would say, okay, she's fine.
但是她的病我没有办法医。
And then, I just cannot heal her sickness.
因为她有什么病?
Because this is the sickness of the heart.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人要健康，先从哪里健康开始?
So in order to be healthy, where should you start from?
大声点。
From your heart, your spirit.
那你就知道为什么我们的创造如万物不同，为什么今天神要借着圣灵住在我们里面吗？
Now you know why we're different from the rest of the creation and that the Holy Spirit will dwell within us.
为什么今天圣灵在我们里面做的第一件事情让我们看见今天基督就是我们灵的生命。
That's why the first thing the Holy Spirit works in us is to let us see that Christ lives within us.
在以弗所书第三章保罗的祷告。
In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul had a prayer.
在他整个把神的启示宣告完之后，要带领我们进入生活实际的时候，他中间就有一个最重要的祷告，就是求经历的祷告。
In the book of Ephesians, after Paul had revealed, finished all the revelation of the church and everything, before he went to the practical things, he had a prayer.
他这个祷告，第一个就是让我们认识基督是我们灵的生命。
So in his spirit, he says the first thing that we should know, Christ is our spirit.
所以他为教会为所有的圣徒他在父的面前屈膝祈求第一件事情就是求圣灵叫我们里面的人刚强起来
Therefore he bowed his knees before the Father and prayed that the Holy Spirit would strengthen our inner man
特别是讲到耶稣基督的爱能够在我们的里面他能够生根立基
And that the love of Christ may take root in our hearts
我再问一下这里曾经谈过恋爱的举个手好不好
Please raise your hand if you have ever been in love.
没有啊。那你们是怎么结婚的
How did you get married if you've never been in love?
你们都是真的都是媒妁之言吗
It's all matchmaking arranged marriage.
我再问一次哈。
Let me ask again.
你要对你的配偶负责哎。
Be true to your spouse, please.
曾经谈过恋爱的举个手
Please raise your hand if you have been in love
差不多嘛
That's more like it
曾经谈过恋爱跟现在还要谈恋爱感觉的不太一样哈现在还要谈恋爱的那种感觉的举个手
Please raise your hand if you still feel in love
弟兄姊妹们我就知道是难怪你们的心灵都不太健康
No wonder you're not healthy emotionally
我不是在这里随便开玩笑。
I'm not joking here.
你知道人类历史里面最大的事是什么
Do you know what is the greatest thing in human history?
难道不是 love 吗
The greatest thing in human history is love.
你们点个头吗
Please nod your head.
你们不点头我真的没办法交通下去。
How can I continue if you don't nod?
是不是
Yes.
在人的人有成千上万的著作里面最大的事是什么
You know, all the...Human writings and arts, the greatest thing is
love story.
Love story.
It's love life.
It's the love life.
你我自己也都已经经历过了。
And we all have experienced that.
我今天怕把我们拉回到你们谈恋爱的时候。特别是当你们觉得好像谈恋爱的时候那么顺利哈，好像达到那个高峰的时候。
Let's go back to time when you like crazy in love head over here.
有没有人在那个时候他的脸色是这样子的
Have you seen anyone who's deep in love and have a long face?
春秋有没有？国豪有没有？你们的表情是什么
？So what would your facial expression be if you're madly in love with someone?
会有发光
Your face will shine.
Jennifer, 你的脸有没有发光过
Has your face shone before?
Esther, 你的脸有没有笑过有没有有啊、
yes.
为什么因为爱它的力量最奇妙
Because the power of love is wonderful.
爱它的力量最大
The power of love is the greatest.
而且当你在那个时候的时候你的心啊你所讲的都不是讲你自己 Amen.
At that moment, all you think about is not yourself. Amen?
你们要学习点头。
Please learn to nod.
真的，在那个时候，你想的是你自己吗
？At that moment, do you all think about yourself only?
你想的是谁？
What do you think about?
你想的是谁？哎，对嘛，你看他想的都是孙玲。
All he thought about was his sister Lin.
这个就是一个爱他最真实的特点。
And that is the true character of love.
弟兄姊妹们，真的好，神造我们是最真实。
God created us.
神的话呢也最真实。
And God's words are true.
今天你如果在你生活的里面一直想到是你自己， something is wrong with your spirit.
If every day all you think about it is yourself, there's something wrong with your spirit.
It's just as simple as that.
就这么简单。
今天神的爱已经不像救你的时候那么摸到你。
If God's love no longer grasps your heart like
before, 你的心已经不像那个时候那样子常常能够被他感动了。
If your heart is no longer being touched by His love often,
你的光、你的笑容已经慢慢从你的生活里面已经减退下来了。
The shine of your face, the smile has been decreased in your life.
因为今天你没有继续在耶稣基督的爱里面生根立基。
Because you do not continue to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ.
两个人相爱相恋，他需要经过一个过程。如果好的话，还是越来越往高峰上面走的。
If two people are in love, they have to go through a process. And if everything goes well, they will go higher and higher.
今天在基督的爱的里面也是一样。保罗告诉我们，今天在基督的爱得着之后，我们要在它里面生根立基。
And it is the same with the love of Christ. Once we receive it, Paul says we have to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ.
就是一直往下扎根，扎根，扎根。
We have to keep taking the root and deeper, go deeper and deeper.
就是叫做根基越来越大，越来越广。
So that the root and the foundation is greater and wider.
就叫我们这个心灵是常常能够是被神的爱充满，我们是越来越健康的。
So that our hearts can be filled with the love of Christ often, and our hearts can be healthier and healthier.
当你得着的时候，就有一个特点出来，你就知道你所有的注意点已经不在你身上了。
Once you get it, then you will know your main focus is no longer on yourself.
你开始对你的配偶有负担，你开始爱他们，你开始爱你的儿女，你开始爱弟兄姊妹们，你也爱还没有得救的朋友们。
You start to love your spouse, your children, and your friends, and those who are not saved.
我们的大本诗歌，诗歌六十九首。
Psalm 69 in our hymnal.
是埃德华所写的一首伟大的诗歌。
This is a great song written by Isaac Watts.
曾经在十八世纪、十九世纪。就在教会的复兴里面，他占了一个很独特重要的一个地位。
And then he played a very important role in the church revival in the 18th and 19th century.
那时候真的是常常有，真的是基督徒，他们唱这首诗歌，他们沿着大街小巷，他们就唱这首诗歌啊。
Christians at that time, they would walk around the streets and sing the song.
就有人有弟兄在前面带头，他就唱：我每纪念那十字架，定主如何在上受熬。
As the leader, the leader of the procession will proclaim, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died.
他说他每一次唱到这首诗歌的时候，
as every time he sang the song,
他说我就不禁魂忘身家，
since my richest gain I count but loss,
鄙视从前所有惧怕。
And pour contempt on all my pride.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个真正经历过耶稣基督的爱，在基督爱的里面生根立基的圣徒，他所写出来的。
And this is written by a saint who has experienced the love of Christ and has taken root and grounded in the love.
弟兄们，他们是这样子，他们在大街小巷唱这首诗歌，那个诗歌所那个带出来震动的能力啊，把人都从家里面呼召出来了。
Therefore, as this brother is leading the procession and singing the song on the streets.His songs are so powerful that all the people will be drawn to.
刚开始几个人唱，越唱人越多，越聚人越多。
The marching procession will be greater and greater as people are gathering.
到了一个时候，一个小的村庄，一个小的镇，人都在那一同出去到了旷野去了。
To a point that all the people in the villages or small towns will gather in the wilderness.
他们还在唱这首诗歌。
And then they continue to sing the song.
唱完就有弟兄。他们在那里宣讲耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
And after they sang the song, one brother was stood up and proclaimed the salvation on the cross.
有多少的人在耶稣基督十字架的爱里面，他们就蒙恩得救了。
And many people will be saved by the love of Christ.
这首诗歌第五节。
Verse 5 of the song.
就算宇宙都归我手。
Were the whole realm of nature mine.
今以奉主人学羞耻。
That were an offering far too small.
这爱如此奇妙深厚。
Love so amazing, so divine.
当得我心我命所有。
Demands my soul, my life, my all.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要竭力进入耶稣基督的爱。
Brothers and sisters, let's strive to enter into the love of Christ.
这是今天圣灵成为我们灵里面生命，他一直带领我们进入的。
Today, Holy Spirit becomes the life of our spirit, and He will lead us into this truth.
我记得当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，带领我们的弟兄，他常常说这句话。
As I was still a young Christian, my leader often said this.
他说：“爱大，叫我无能力。”
Says the love is so great, it compels me.
在基督耶稣的爱这么大的一个能力的里面，我们真的没有自己的坚持啊。
In front of this great love and the powerful love, I have no more on my own.
以受到来说，真的，女人啊是占了一点的便宜，女人比较容易啊有感性的那一面。
Because of our natural inclination, I think sisters have this advantage. We feel the love of Christ more.
那今天我要对所有的弟兄告诉大家一个福音。
But today I'd like to encourage all brothers in Christ.
据我所知，在教会历史里面。 蒙恩得救的弟兄流的眼泪比姊妹还要多。
Actually, I'd like to encourage you to know that actually throughout the church history, I'm sure brothers have shed more tears because of love more than sisters.
神赐给我们一个新的生命，已经超过天然生命的那一个创造。
Because God has given us a new life that surpasses our natural life.
我们可以在神的面前，我们倾心吐意。
We can pour out our hearts before God.
我们常常可以被神的爱来得着。
And we can be touched and let hold of by God's love.
保罗就继续说到，基督今天也是我们魂的生命。
And Paul also says Christ is the life of our soul.
他使我们能够有基督耶稣的心思。
So that we can have the mind of Christ Jesus.
这个心思不是讲到我们那个完全的认识的有的知识。
And this mind is not the intellectual knowledge we have.
而是说到我们这一个人对于耶稣基督他的认识，我们有什么样的态度，我们有什么倾向。
But it is our mindset and attitude toward Christ Jesus.
说真的，我们真的一个犯罪的人一点盼望都没有的。
Actually, a sinner has no hope at all.
我们最没有盼望的就是我们里面的骄傲。
The most hopeless thing is our pride.
因为这个骄傲，他的那个权势。 他那个遮蔽我们的能力，远远超过我们的心思所能够明白。
Because the power to deceive is far greater than the power of our mind can resist.
所以人今天得救之后，在神面前，我们还是可以有两种态度。
So even after we are saved, we can still have two attitudes.
第一种态度就跟我们得救之前的态度呢是不一样，但是差别不大。
The first attitude even though it's different from before we were saved, there's not much difference.
这种态度呢，还是呢以自我为是。
It is still self-conceited and self-righteous.
我们是承认，就是我们对神的认识不够。
Yes, we admit that our knowledge of God is not enough.
但怎么样认识神，还是要我自己来同意。
But it is still up to me how I want to know God.
还要最后还是要经过我，真的，我意念里面的真的是同意之后，我才接受。
And that it still has to go through my mind for me to accept.
第二种态度是很不一样的。
The second type of attitude is different.
这种态度是当基督成为我们生命之后，在我们生命里面很自然的一个显现。
And after Christ has become our life, this life naturally manifested.
这个心思就是尊主耶稣基督为大。
And this kind of mindset will honor God. The supremacy.
我们永远也一直站在一个地位，我们对他，我们是觉得不认识他的。
We always know, we always admit, confess that we do not know him.
我们不住的从他的话语里面来认识他，但永远不觉得我们已经完全认识他。
We continue to know him through his words, but we know we can never fully comprehend him.
而且每一次都是让神自己的话语来更正我们，来教导我们。
And then we always ask God's words to come and correct us.
你知道吗？今年是美国的大选年，总统已经选举都过去了。
And this year 2008 was the year of election. We have elected a future president of the United States.
但是对于加州来讲，我们还有一个法案，我们还没有结束。
But yet, this one proposition in California is not over yet.
这就是八号提案。
That is Proposition 8.
今天八号提案来说的话，还是一个开始，还不是结束。
Actually, this is only a beginning, not an end.
我稍微解释一下八号提案。八号提案就是讲到这个提案呢，是说到婚姻是一男一女的婚姻。
Proposition 8 wants to redefine marriage as a between a union between a man and a woman.
说真的，来美国已经24年了，我从来没有看过一个提案，真是所遭受的反对的力量是这么强大的。
I've been in America for 24 years. I've never seen a proposition that received so much opposition.
在整个过程的里面，我也注意一下媒体的反应，我也注意一下就各样的报道。
And I have throughout the process, I have noticed the reaction of the media and all kinds of reports.
弟兄姊妹们，有一些的报道会真的是叫你吓坏的。
Some reports are just very shocking.
我原来以为在亚裔的社区的里面，绝大部分的人都是支持八号提案的。
Before, I thought most Asians would support Proposition 8.
但是经过选举之后所出来的统计是五五波。
And after the election, the statistics shows that it's half and half.
真正占多数的就是一个族裔，黑人。
So actually, it's the race that supports the proposition the most is the African American.
这个统计数目叫我真的是吓了一大跳。
This statistics really surprised me.
有一天我看那个电视的那个报道。
One day I saw the report on TV.
他们就是访问就是一批就是这亚裔的精英，他们用这个名词。
They interviewed some very outstanding Asians.
那这一群的亚裔的精英，他们就是反对八号提案的。
And they opposed Proposition 8.
因为你再看看他们的那言谈哈。
As you listen to their arguments.
这一些都是受过高等教育的。
They're highly educated.
这一些里面有律师，
there are lawyers,
有老师，
teachers,
有教授，
professors,
他们都是所谓的高级知识分子。
And they're all highly educated.
那一天当我听到这个，当我看到这个报道的时候，
As I watched this report,
你知道我心里面有什么感觉吗？
You know what I thought?
我心里面我真的是感谢神哈，真的救了我。
I really thank God for saving me.
如果不是神救了我了，我想其中一个可能就是我。
If God did not save me, I could be one of them.
真的。
Really?
这不过是冰山里面的一角。
This is only the tip of the iceberg.
你知道在我们生活的里面有多少的议题，我们是与主为仇为敌的吗？
You know, there are all kinds of ideas in our life that are against God.
如果今天不是神救了我们，
If God did not save us,
如果今天基督不是成为我们魂的生命，
If God, today Christ is not the life of our soul,
如果今天我们不是常常等候安静在他的面前，我们接受基督是我们魂的生命，
If we do not wait upon the Lord and then receive Christ as the life of our soul,
不要讲八号提案。
Not even mention Proposition 8.
还有更多神所在意的，在我们的身上都没有那个实际。
There are many other things that God cared will have no reality in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，高傲的心思所带出来的不是一个真正的知识。
So what pride brings us is not true knowledge.
这样子的知识只能叫人越来越自高自大。
The knowledge brought forth by pride can only cause us to be more and more conceited.
感谢神，今天让基督成为我们的魂的生命。
For praise the Lord, today Christ can be the life of our soul.
我们永远在他谦卑的心思的里面，我们领受神一切的话语，我们可以来开始认识真正的知识。
In the humble mind of His, we can receive God's word and start learning true knowledge.
我实在是为了我们当中的年轻人，我真的是还要再跟你们强调一下。
I want to emphasize once more.For the sake of young people.
因为今天你们所面临，你们大部分在外面，你们所面临的同学，你们的朋友。
Because your friends and your classmates.
容我用这一句话。
Forgive me for saying that.
They outsmart you.
他们比你们还要聪明。
But
但是
if you cherish that Christ is your life,
但是如果你珍惜基督是你们的生命,
you are wiser than them.
你会比他们更智慧。
弟兄姊妹们，这也是我们应当有的态度。
Brothers and sisters, that should also be our attitude.
第三，耶稣基督今天是我们身体的生命。
Third, Christ is the life of our body.
保罗在罗马书第八章第十一节里面这样说。
Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, he said,
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里。
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you,
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又复苏过来。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
今天在我们身体里面有许多的软弱。
There are many weaknesses in our body.
但是今天基督在我们里面，他是个复活的生命，他可以越过我们身体的每一个软弱。
But yet Christ today lives in us, and his life is a resurrected life that can transcend all the weaknesses.
有多少的弟兄姊妹们真的是在病痛的里面，在生病的里面经历基督复活的生命，就是他们身体的生命。
Many brothers and sisters who are in sickness have experienced in their mortal bodies that Christ is their life.
我记得有一次我在讲台上面跟弟兄姊妹们交通的时候，
I remember once I shared with you on the pulpit.
那一天是一个福音聚会，
That day was a gospel meeting.
有一个老姊妹她先上来做见证。
Elderly sister came up to give a testimony.
她先做见证，怎么样在癌症的里面，真的是靠着主的恩典，她经历到基督是她身体的生命。
That this elderly sister, while in suffering from cancer, she experienced that Christ is her life.
能够在癌症的一个过程里面全然康复。
That she could receive complete healing from cancer.
她做完见证之后，我上去，我继续接续她，有一点的有一点的分享。
And that day after her testimony, I went up to share the rest of my message.
那天主给我一个特别的负担，就是叫我讲这一句话：因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
That day, the Holy Spirit prompted me to say this: because of His stripes, we can be healed.
下面坐着一个姊妹。
Actually, among the congregation,
她常年被病痛折磨。
That she's been suffering from sickness for many years.
她从头到脚，她身体没有一个地方不痛的。
She has aches all over her body from head to toe.
所以那医生给她的止痛药她吃了，她只能很简短的稍微减她一点的痛。
But prescribed the painkiller can only lessen the suffering a little bit.
她睡觉她从来没有睡超过三个小时的。
She could never sleep over 3 hours.
她全身从头到脚都痛啊。
There's pain from head to toe.
那一天圣灵做奇妙的工作。
That day the Holy Spirit did something wonderful.
我们也不是传讲自己的话。
We're not speaking our own words.
但是当基督受的鞭伤成为我们的医治的时候，
But that day when the stripes of our Lord Jesus become her healing,
他就觉得那一句话一下子好像进到他灵里面，进到魂里面，进到他身体的深处。
That day she felt that word, the power of the word came into her spirit, her soul and her body.
当神的话一进到她里面去的时候，
As the word of God entered into her,
她就觉得她身上所有的病痛就被神拿走。
She felt the Lord has removed all of her pain.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神是我们身体的生命。
Today Christ is the life of our God, our body.
他复活的生命可以吞灭我们所有一切生病的一个病菌。
His resurrected life can swallow up all our sicknesses.
有多少的时候，当我们礼拜五下班的时候，我们似乎疲倦的不得了。
Oftentimes after work on Fridays, our bodies are so exhausted.
好像你的脚要跨进你的车子里面，你要启动你的引擎，你要开车来教会，你都觉得啊，好累啊。
You felt it was such an effort, so tired to even step into your car.And turn on your car and go to church.
但是我们的眼目，我们的信心仍然定住在这位基督的身上。
But yet our faith and our eyes are still focused on Lord Jesus Christ.
靠着主的恩典，我们来到弟兄姊妹们当中。
By the grace of God, we came among our brothers and sisters.
在敬拜的灵的里面，真的是我们与主在相遇。
But in worship, we meet the Lord again.
在神的话语里面，我们再被滋润。
And we once again be nourished and refreshed by God's word.
当我们从聚会里面出来的时候，
As we leave the meeting,
多少时候我们的脸是发光的？
oftentimes our faith will shine.
有多少的时候我们的身体是复苏的。
And our body revived.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督是我们身体的生命。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the life of our body.
这是在时间的里面，神借着耶稣基督，借着圣灵，要做在我们身上荣耀的工作。
And that is the glorious work that God would do through Holy Spirit in our body.
感谢神，他造了我们，造了我们灵，造了我们魂，也造了我们身体。
Praise the Lord that He has created in us the soul, spirit, and body.
他要救我们，他就灵魂体，他就完全的要来拯救我们。
And His salvation is complete. He will save our spirit, soul, and body.
弟兄姊妹们，不要忘记了。
Please do not forget.
千万不要接受仇敌的话。
Do not believe the lies of the enemy.
他一再会跟你说你还活着。
He will keep on telling you you're still alive.
你可以变得好一点。
You can improve yourself.
但是圣灵要一直跟我们说。
But the Holy Spirit will keep saying.
我们已经死了。
We have died.
Amen, 弟兄姊妹们。
Amen, brothers and sisters.
我们一起说，我们已经死了。
Let's say it again. We have died.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们再说那八个字，我们一起来说，不再
是我。No longer I, but Christ.
基督，他要成为我们灵的生命。
He will be the life of our spirit.
最重要的就是让我们在基督的爱的里面生根立基。
So that we can be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ.
我们与他相爱的光景是越来越往高峰上去的。
That our loving relationship with him will be better and better.
他的爱越深越丰满地得到我们。
That the love will grow deeper and he will be, he will lay hold of us even more.
你所有生活生命的中心都不在乎你自己。
And naturally, our focus will never be on ourselves again.
很自然的会从我们生命里面流出去。
And the love will naturally flow out of us.
我的确相信，当这样流出去的时候，我们做父母亲的，做大人的，你一碰到孩子的时候，你一见到他，你就说 Hi.
As this natural life flow out of us, I'm sure the parents would just naturally say hi to our kids.
你不会像走过去好像没有看见他一样。
You will no longer neglect them.
我们当中的孩子也是看见大人的来说一声 Hi.
As we have this light, then we will say hello to our parents.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed because you just say hi, Uncle Ben.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed. When
你们应该跟所有的大人都说 Hi.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed when you only say hello, Uncle Ben. I hope you will say hello to everyone.
当基督成为我们魂的生命的时候
As Christ becomes the life of our soul
所有靠着我们自己不能越过的基督谦卑的心带领我们真正有那个真的认识
As all the weaknesses that we cannot overcome by ourselves through the humble mind of Christ we will gain true knowledge
每一次当我们在读主的话我们觉得何等的得饱足
And as we read God's words we will be filled
我们何等的敬拜他
And we worship him
但是又觉得我们深深的不认识他
And yet we still have this even deeper longing for more knowledge of him.
基督也是我们身体的生命。
And Christ is also the life of our body.
住在我们里面的是那从死里复活的耶稣基督。
The one that dwells within us is the resurrected Christ.
他要吞灭一切的死亡。
He will swallow up all death.
不仅仅是那个灵里面黑暗的权势，不仅仅是我们魂里面的那个败坏的心思，连我们的身体，他都可以使我们复苏过来。
Not only that the darkness in our spirit or the corrupted mind, even our bodies can be quickened.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And praise the Lord.
主耶稣来为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
The Lord has come and opened up a new and living way.
全新的。
It's all brand new.
是我们生命每一个角落我们都可以得到的。
That we can receive him from every corner of our life.
到了帖撒罗尼迦五章一二十二节二十三节的时候。
In Thessalonica, the book, chapter 5, verse 22-23.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦是特别说到耶稣基督要再来的日子。
The book of Thessalonica, says about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那个时候我们会怎么样呢?
How would we be at that time?
哎呀，保罗有一个伟大的祷告。
Paul had a great prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我念给你们听，好不好?
I'll read to you.
他说，愿赐平安的神。
He says, "May the God of peace
亲自使你们完全成圣
will completely sanctify you."
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守
that your spirit, soul, and body will be kept.
在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候
that will be kept perfect,
完全无可指责
perfect and without blame on the day of the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that the old is gone,
我们也死了,
and we have died.
所存留的就是基督是我们的生命。
What we have is Christ being our life.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你喜乐吗?
Are you joyful?
你喜乐吗?
Are you joyful?
有盼望吗?
Do you have hope?
知道怎么祷告吗?
Do you know how to pray?
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
等一下我们要唱这首诗歌,
we're going to sing the song.
愿意主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
我们在灵跟真实的里面, 我们来唱这首诗歌,
let's sing in the spirit and truth.
爱是最大的,
the greatest is love.
爱是最大,
the greatest is love.
愿意早上, 凡愿意的, 我再一次, 被耶稣基督的爱充满,
anyone who's willing this morning will be filled again by the love of Christ.
我相信当中有一些弟兄姊妹们，你的灵已经向圣灵完全敞开。
I'm sure some of us have opened up our spirit to God completely.
我们借着这首诗歌把我们自己献给他。
Through this song, let's offer ourselves to Him.
求主把他的爱更深、更广、更多的坐在我们的里面。
May He fulfill His love, fill His love in us. Even deeper and wider. Let's sing Psalm 251. This is the cry of the author that may Christ be our life. We will not stop praying. Sing from stanza 1 to 4.
Amen.
人若生病，心能忍耐，心灵忧伤，谁能承担？
A sick man can be sustained by the spirit, but who can sustain a broken spirit?
你从远处看见我。
You have seen us from afar.
你从深处认识我。
And you know the deepest part of us.
我求你恢复起初的爱。
Please revive our first love.
世界全然变时。
Even the whole world changed.
为基督是我们的一切。
Yet Christ is all to us.
虽然今天我们不能说你是我们唯一的一切。
Even though today we cannot say that you are all, only all.
我们真的要向你呼求。
But we want to cry out to you.
Come.住在我们的灵的深处。
Come and live in the depths of our spirit.
用你的爱来洁净我们。
Cleanse us with your love.
用你的爱来膏抹我们。
Anoint us with your love.
用你的爱来医治我们。
Heal us with your love.
用你的爱来挽回我们。
And turn us back with your love.
使我们与人不同的是谁呢？
What differentiates us from the rest of the world?
人怎么知道我们是你的门徒呢？
How will people know that we are your disciples?
早上我们要像这首诗歌的作者所说，我们要向你不住的祷告。
Just like the writer of this song says, we want to continuously to pray to you.
主啊，你是我们的生命。
Lord, you are our life.
保守我们的灵，保守我们的魂，保守我们的身体。
Keep our soul, spirit, and body.
全然神圣。
That would be completely sanctified.
从今时直到永远。
From now until eternity.
于是我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
与你自己借着圣经里的话住在我们的心里面。
May you dwell in within us, just as the Bible says.
圣灵也亲自来做印证。
And the Holy Spirit will be the witness.
我们离开这个聚会厅。
As we leave this sanctuary hall.
我们离开这个 building.
As we leave this building.
当我们开始在路上。
As we drive on the way.
我们回到家里面。
And we arrive home.
然后我们进行每一天的生活。
As we live our everyday life.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
So, 早上站在这里的所有的儿女，我们都把自己奉献给你。
Lord, every child of God here standing, we offer ourselves to you.
我们知道你的灵正在我们里面吸引我们。
Your spirit is drawing us to you.
你还要来激励我们。
And you will encourage us.
你的借着那无比赐福的能力，要带领我们进入你的真实。
And this great surpassing power will bring us into the reality.
我们不仅仅口说主，主啊，我今日比昨日更爱你一点。
Not only that we say with our lips that today I love you more than yesterday.
实在是我们的灵与魂，我们的身体都做这样子见证。
But our spirit, soul, and body all testify to it.
Lord, we love you crazy.
主啊，我们疯狂的爱你。
谢谢你爱了我们这么不值得的。
Thank you for loving us. We are so unworthy.
你的爱永不失败。
The love will never fail.
爱永不止息。
The love will never stop.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.